death of Corbynism? Rebecca Long Bailey falls to last place in Labour Party leadership contest, poll. By Kurt Zindelka on February 6, 2020. The continuity Corbyn candidate, Rebecca Long Bailey, has fallen to last place in the Labour Party leadership race, spelling trouble for the socialist wing of the party. Once considered a frontrunner to replace Jeremy Corbyn, Ms. Long Bailey has dropped to fourth place in the race to become the next leader of the Labour Party. The far-left candidate now trails MPs Lisa Nandy and Emily Thornberry and current frontrunner Sir Keir Starmer. The Member of Parliament for Salford and Eccles only has the support of 14% of the British public and just 27% amongst Labour Party voters, according to an Ipsos Mori poll conducted for the Evening Standard. The Labour Party's shadow Brexit secretary, Sir Keir, is leading the pack with 45% support from Labour voters, followed by MP for Wigan Lisa Nandy with 33% and shadow Secretary of State Emily Thornberry with 28%. Long Bailey performed particularly poorly with voters who are not currently supporting the Labour Party. Some 79% of those polled said that they would not vote Labour should she become the leader, compared to 76% for Emily Thornberry and 71% for Starmer and Nandy. In January, Long Bailey wrote that she could rebuild trust in all of Labour's heartlands, from Blythe Valley to Brixton, and win the next election. Yet despite this claim, she currently polls last in the South, the Midlands, Scotland, and she currently sits in third place in her home region of the North. Ms. Long Bailey, who has been groomed by the far-left activist group Momentum to be the heir apparent to Jeremy Corbyn, has called on the other candidates in the leadership race to back the socialist position of nationalizing utilities in the United Kingdom. In January, she said, "We need a proud socialist to lead the Labour Party, driven by their principles and an unwavering determination to see democratic socialism in our lifetime." The Member of Parliament for Salford and Eccles has recently become embroiled in a scandal after she described a constituent who suffers from brain damage as a practical vegetable, which she later claimed was a mistake. Membership voting in the leadership race will begin on February 21 and will close on April 2, with an announcement of the next leader on April 4. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.